Hi everyone, happy Saturday. Today is the 9th of February 2019, of course, and we have a lot to talk about. Now, heads up, just letting you guys know that this episode is going to be mainly about Ariana and her new album. This is my reaction to it. We are going to throw in a little bit of other stuff, but the main priority this week is going to be Ariana's new album because it was such a big deal. Okay, so as I've talked about the past week, Ariana was planning on dropping her new album, Thank You Next, February 8th, and she did, and let's just say it did pretty well on its first 24 hours, hello! It occupied the top 12 of Spotify US, which is ridiculous, and there's a bunch of other things that I'm going to get into, but first I want to talk about the new tracks. Okay, so the album opens with Imagine, which we got to first hear back in December. So I'm really not going to talk about Imagine, Seven Rings, or Thank You Next, because we already know them. But the first track that we haven't heard in its entirety is Needy. And let me tell you something, Needy was my personal most anticipated track. I was super excited for it. It was everything that I could have imagined and more. It was a slow R&B ballad with this beat just pulsing behind her vocals. It was so raw and vulnerable, and it's probably one of the tracks that I've listened to the most. I'll tell you guys my top three at the end. Next up is NASA, which is, I found this really a recurring theme throughout the album. All of her upbeat songs are just kind of, like, really, like, you're fucking depressing. Like, ow! Like, NASA's a banger. It's so good. But the whole song is about how she needs to separate herself from someone. Like, she needs space. Like, it's, like, really, the message behind it is very, like, personal and very sad, but it's such a good song. Like, the chorus of it is, I'ma need space, I'ma need, you know, I'm a star. I'ma need space. She just keeps saying that she needs space, and it kind of alludes to how, you know, it could have been maybe when all that stuff was happening in, like, September to October, all that stuff was happening in her life, and she kind of just needed to step out of the light for a little bit because it was so straining, you know? And so she just kind of needed to refocus on herself, and that's what she did, and the album came out of that. And I don't know, that's what I took away from it. Next up is Bloodline. Bloodline is definitely one of my favorites. It's a very sexy, sultry track. It's basically, it kind of has the same message as Imagine. She's kind of looking for a, like, no strings type of thing. But this one's a little more explicit in that. The hook is, don't want you in my bloodline, just want to have a good time. So she just trying to get some, and it's a, basically her saying, no strings attached, I don't really want it like that. And yeah, Bloodline's a great song. Fake Smile is the next song. Fake Smile, in the beginning, it starts with like a little sample of the song, very old song, After Laughter Comes Tears. And the whole song is basically about how Ariana felt like she was faking a smile like a lot. Like, she felt like she was pretending to be happy and just putting on a show a lot of the time when she just wasn't happy. And she's saying she can't do that anymore, you know? It's too straining on her. And, you know, if she pissed, she gonna do whatever she want, you know? She gonna show it. Hey! Next song, Bad Idea, which is just, it's in the lower register of Ariana's voice, I think, but it's just so, like, it's, like, very, it's very, like, intense. I don't know how to actually word that, but Bad Idea is just, it's basically about how she's trying to break up with someone. The hook is, I got a bad idea. I think that we should spend a little bit of time away. So I got from that that she's trying to break up with someone. And yeah. Makeup is, I honestly consider it an interlude. I know it doesn't say it's an interlude, but it's 2 minutes. 2 minutes and change. Most of these songs are on the longer side of 2 minutes. So most of them run like around 250, but this one runs around, I believe, 215, 220. And this is basically about how in a relationship, after a fight, they'd make up with sex. And she said in an interview, she was like, I love the song, but I hate that part of me. Like, I hate that side of me. And I just think Makeup's a very good song. I don't think it's going to be one of the most listened to songs just because of how different the production is. It was kind of Pharrell reminiscent to me. And I'm not a fan of Pharrell's production. But the majority of, I think this song was produced by someone that wasn't involved in the rest. They said he was like, it was some guy from Texas that did this, and I think his name's Malik, but I don't know how involved he was in the rest of the album, because this song really doesn't sound like anything else on the album pretty much. But following Makeup, we get to Ghostin was a song that Ariana didn't want to include on the final track list, and this is because of how personal it was and just how vulnerable and raw. This, point blank in the period, the album's centerpiece. This is, oh my gosh, I can't even put it into words how incredible this song is. It is such a beautiful song. It samples 2009 by Mac Miller, and sonically it's incredible. Lyrically, it speaks about how I personally, she didn't put any names in it, but I think it's about how she was hung up on after Mac died, and it's about how that affected her relationship with Pete. And she's saying, I know you don't like it when I'm thinking about him, but, and she feels ghosted. I listened to it, almost broke down in tears the first time. Honestly, if you're going to listen to any song on this album, listen to Ghostin. 100%. I would consider it the only ballad on the entire album. I wouldn't even consider Needy a ballad in comparison to this. It's just such a beautifully written, beautifully produced, beautifully put together song. And this is really the song the whole album revolves around. And I'm so thankful that Scooter had her keep it on the album, because the album, it really just ties everything together. The next new song is In My Head. And In My Head is basically, it opens with actually a voicemail from her friend Doug saying, Ariana, this was after they actually already made the song and he didn't know about it, but he said, Ariana, you're in love with someone that you made up in your head, and that's just not what they're like, blah, blah, blah. And basically the whole song is Ariana just being mad because, not mad, but she's just so upset because she just made this image of what someone's like in their head when they're nothing like that at all. She's like, I invented you, because that's just not who they were, you know? That's not who they were, who they are. And everyone else sees this person for who they really are, and she can't seem to do that because she's so caught up in the image that she has in her head. I think it's a really amazing song. And the final new song, because after In My Head, it's Thank You Next, Seven Rings, and then Thank You Next. The final new song is Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. A little bit lengthy title, but this song is a banger. It deserves to be the third single. It is such a good song. The music video was also released yesterday. Might I add, it debuted with 19.8 million views. Hey, okay. So, Miss Ariana, we see you pulling numbers. But it's such a good song. And the title, I don't really need to go into explaining it because the title really says it all. And that's track 12 and the final track on the album. Now, with this album, she actually posted the biggest number for an album debut in Spotify history. It posted over 70 million streams. And this far surpasses the previous record, which was also held by her, of 36 million for Sweetener. And I just think it's incredible in such a short amount of time. She almost doubled the record. Incredible. Also, yesterday, Seven Rings became the fastest song. I don't know if it's by a woman or just in general. I think it's just in general. But it became the fastest song to hit 200 million streams on Spotify in 21 days. And it beat the old record, which was actually also held by her, Thank You Next, 27 days. And then Ariana, yesterday posted 9 of the 10 biggest debuts for a woman of all time. Actually, no, she already had 2 of them. So out of the top 10 debuts for, a woman's song in 24 hours, she holds 9 of the top 10 spots. The only other spot is number 2, which is held by Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift. She's also the first artist in history to have an album, music video, and song at number 1 on iTunes and Apple Music simultaneously. And I think that's everything about Ariana that I need to talk about. I'm sorry that took so long. Anyways, next, we're going to go to Billie Eilish. Oh, my top songs. Hold on, going back. My top songs off of Thank You Next have to be Ghostin, Needy, and I'm going to say In My Head. Okay, anyways, on to Billie Eilish. Bury a Friend is pulling sickening numbers. She debuted in the UK at number 6, I believe. I believe that's her first top 10 song. And Bury a Friend debuted at 74 in the US. And I know what you're thinking. That's very disappointing considering that song is everywhere. But she released the song on a Wednesday. And what this means is she didn't get a full tracking week. She actually only got 2 tracking days because the tracking week actually ends on Friday night. It ends Thursday. I don't know. I know she got 2 tracking days. She debuted at number 74 with just those 2 tracking days. And she's expected to climb all the way up to 14 this week. And that's surpassing her highest peak by, I believe, almost 40 positions. I think her highest peaking song is either Lovely or When the Party's Over. I'm not 100% sure. But this is an incredible achievement for Billie. And it's just, you know, amping everyone up for the release of her debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? So I'm super excited. I'm definitely going to be reporting on that when that comes out in March 29th. And yeah, it's super exciting. Meghan Trainor released an EP yesterday called The Love Train. And Meghan was originally supposed to release a whole ass album, but because of poor performance, I'm guessing. Actually, she said she found herself so inspired by who she was around that she kept writing music. So she delayed the album, but then she wound up putting out just an EP. I'm not sure as to why. I would think because of poor performance, No Excuses really didn't do too well on the charts. It was in the top 50, I think. Her other songs didn't even chart, and I don't know what happened. No Excuses, I think, was too similar to some of her other stuff. Her other music was just kind of forgettable. I'm not sure what's happening with her. Because I think it might have been that she just waited too long to put something out. Because, you know, she kind of fell off the face of the earth for a little bit. She was on The Four, but let's be honest. Who really watches The Four? How many people actually watch that show? You know. I don't know what's going on. I hope this EP does well, because I want her to succeed, because she is super talented, you know? I did hear one song off it. I didn't listen to the entire EP, but I heard one song, Foolish, and Foolish, I think, is going to be the best performer, because I haven't heard the other ones, but it just sounds like a hit. I think if any song off that EP is going to do good, it's going to be Foolish. And finally, my girl Marina was teasing us this week when she changed a bunch of artwork on her Spotify page to say letters. The letters actually were an anagram and spelled out Handmade Heaven, which was her new single, which came out yesterday. And I listened to it. I'm a huge Marina fan. Marina isn't a new artist, if you're not aware. Marina's been around for a little bit, but she went by the name Marina and the Diamonds. She changed it back to Marina. So just so y'all know, she's not new or anything like that. But, Handmade Heaven is such a good song. I hope it performs well. I think it is currently. But she deserves the world, you know. She released a Clean Bandit song. A song with Clean Bandit last year, but it was for them, not for her. So, I don't know. Only time will tell. I'm very excited for the new Marina album. Very excited to see what this new era brings. This song in particular gave me a little bit of Fruit vibes, but I'm okay with that. I loved Fruit. I think the album was excellent. I think it was cohesive. I think it was incredible. I still listen to it 4 years later. So that's pretty much it for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Grammys are this Sunday, so next week we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And I will talk to you guys in the next one. Bye!